You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
This edition of It's My Money is brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, your partner for global wealth creation. Welcome to It's My Money. It's My Money is brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, South Africa's multi-award-winning boutique wealth manager. With me today is Ruan Brewitt, and we're going to talk about something that we've spoken about before on a couple of occasions, actually, but it's so important to drum it into investors, especially after what happened at the beginning of April. We're going to talk about an article that was written by Leslie Kraling, colleague of Ruan's from Brenthurst in Four Ways, and the headline is Stay Invested, Why Missing the Best Days Can Derail Your Retirement. Ruan, look back at the beginning of April. S&P from its highs fell 17%. And here we are, not that long later, at all-time record highs on the American markets. It's incredible, isn't it?
Yes, you're 100% right, Lindsay. And I guess if you asked a couple of wealth managers or portfolio managers across the board, both locally in South Africa and abroad, back in April, whether the market would have peaked with all-time highs a couple of months later, I bet that none of them would have guessed it correctly. And it just shows you the true nature of capital and global financial markets. It's dynamic and it will always remain that way.
The best way to illustrate the point you're trying to get across today, I always think, Ruan, is with an example. You come in the day after the first sell-off or even the second sell-off. Your phone was ringing. What was the message coming across from the caller? Get out. What do I do? Let's buy more. Tell me what happened on that day or 2 days after it happened.
Yes, yeah. I guess you would expect a couple of urgent panic calls. In all honesty, I think we coached our clients very well. I think we do proper risk analysis before we take on the offshore risk for our South African clients, but I think in general our clients are well diversified, and I think we coach them in a certain sense as well that markets doesn't move or react in a straight linear line, and that the downs are more often than not most probably buying opportunities if you are well diversified and you've got a healthy portfolio spread across different asset classes and also geographical regions. So, yeah, I think our approach always is that we don't panic sell unless we can clearly see that the writing is on the wall in a certain area or within a certain company. But I think we stuck to our guns, and luckily, you know, it turned out well for us, and it was the right call, as it, you know, we don't have to go back very far in history to see that, you know, that's always the case. We had the same scenario in March 2020 when COVID knocked on the front door. Markets came down by 35%, and once again we followed the same approach. We knew our portfolios are well positioned, and at the end of the day the value is in our clients' pockets.
So your clients are well trained, well schooled, and very obedient, which is very good actually. I think one of the other ways to illustrate the point we're trying to make here is with numbers. I mean, you say, or rather Leslie Kraling says, let's go beyond theory. What actually happens when you try to avoid downturns but end up missing the best days in the market? Give me some numbers. Give us some numbers, if you would, please, Ruan.
Yes, of course, Lindsay. And based, you know, just to your point, based on that, just a comment from my side as well, which is oftentimes overlooked when you speak about timing the market. You don't have to be right once. You have to be right twice. You have to know when to get out first, and second, you have to know when to get back in. And there's a lot of investor psychology nested in that, whereby you have to know when to take profits. Most often people, you know, greed is a real thing. You see the greed numbers and you think you don't want to miss out on the next positive week or month, and you stay invested and the markets come down. Then on the downslope, you know, psychology kicks in again, and you don't want to lose 10% or 20% of your capital, but then soon thereafter markets turn around. So you have to be right twice, and the numbers are quite staggering. So the numbers that we research is, if you invested, let's say, 100 rand and you earned a return of 16% per annum, you'd end up with almost 2,000 rand, which is 20 times more the capital than your original investment. But if you only missed out 30 days, 30 of the best trading days, and earn 14.5%, you would have had about 1,500 rand in your pocket, which basically gives you almost 27 to 30% lower return in total than having missed out on some of the best trading days, which is almost impossible to time or to forecast correctly.
27%, that's an enormous number. And if you keep on doing it, I mean, if you've got a really long-term investor, you've been in the market for, say, 30 years or something, and every time you've missed out, then you're nowhere compared to people that sat on their money. And as you say, time in the market matters more than timing the market.
Yes, 100% spot on, Lindsay. And, you know, people tend to forget 4 years, 4 to 5 to 6 years in the investment landscape isn't long term. Long term is 10 years, 15 years, where, you know, economic landscapes change over those kind of cycles. And that's why you really got to be in it for the long run. And it sounds extremely cliche, I know, and it probably is, but the cliche or not, there is a strong backbone of truth in that, staying invested over the long term.
Right at the end of the article, there are three paragraphs. We've covered one. We've covered it very well. Rather, you've covered it very well. Why staying the course works. So we know about that. Markets don't rise in a straight line. It says they react to news, policy changes, and so on. And it gives the example of the S&P in April of this year. So we know about staying the course. But just go through the role of diversification again. You mentioned it not only in sectors, but also in geographies. Just drum that in, if you would, please, Rowan.
Yes, of course, Lindsay. I think that's one of the reasons which I pointed out earlier is why our clients, and I can't talk for anyone else, but why our clients didn't really go into a state of panic is that we know we are covered on all fronts and we are well diversified. And diversification is not simply a means of keeping more assets or more stock in your portfolio just for the sake of it. You got to be very well aware as to why and where you diversify, and that's across geographic regions, different economic cycles, various currencies across the globe, various market cycles and sectors, if I can refer to it as such. And I think that's where our golden age were during these volatile times, having the right asset classes in the right cycles, market cycles. We try not overcomplicate these things by looking at macro factors such as interest rate cycles, political policies from various governments across the globe, and that drives investor sentiment, and that sort of points us into a direction as to having us to know where we want to be.
It's so important. The diversification story is so important. I know some people, though, that don't diversify. They say, I think that this particular sector is going to go up and I will manage it with a downside protection or something like that. But diversification is incredibly important during times that we're still, let's face it, Rowan, we're still under threat to tariffs and the policies of certain politicians who need not be mentioned. So this is why I like the final paragraph, the brief paragraph, which says, focus on your plan, not the noise. If you sit down, if a client sits down with you, for example, you set out a plan that is bespoke, in other words, made for them. It's not off the shelf. It's a made-to-measure plan for that person. And if he or she sticks to that plan, it doesn't really matter. If you get it right, which you will if you're careful, then long term you're going to do well.
100%, I agree, Lindsay. And also, you know, on the topic of diversification and staying in the market, I think that's where one client's or one investor's personal circumstances and risk profile also comes in. If you are well aware of your personal risk profile and you build a portfolio addressing that specific risk profile, there will never be a reason for you to having to panic and sell all your investments or get out of the market. If you are well structured and you're well looked after for your own objectives and the risk profile, in my mind, there is no reason why you should ever consider selling all of your investments, especially on the high risk side of the spectrum.
Final thought, and I'll read it to you from the article, of course. It says, so the next time markets dip and headlines shout, remember this, missing the best 30 days could cost you nearly half your returns over 20 years. Extraordinary. There's a price. That's a price no long-term investor should be willing to pay. So that's a nice way to round it off, except for one more question. Are you now optimistic about the run-in to the end of the year and beyond, Ruan?
Yes, Lindsay, and I guess by the nature of our work, we have to be optimistic. We always have to try and see the golden edge around the dark clouds. I think markets will always be risky. Markets will always be volatile in the short term. If you look at the newspapers today and tomorrow, there will always be politics involved. As I mentioned, if we just go back 5 years, the amount and the scale of macro events we went through, first COVID, then the war in Russia, the war in the Ukraine with Russia. We had the recent attacks in the Middle East. We had Trump tariffs. And despite all of those things over the last 5 years, the markets just continued to reach all-time highs. So I think if you put it into perspective, I think, there will always be risk, no matter how you look at it. But we are always optimistic looking into the future. There will always be demand for products and services which companies produce. There will always be innovation that drives economies forward. In our minds, there will always be opportunity on the table.
Ruan, thanks very much for your analysis. Ruan Britt is from Brenthurst Wealth in Stellenbosch. And that was It's My Money. It's My Money was brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, an award-winning boutique wealth management company.